This is the Top Right Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers. Anthony Peroni and family are celebrating their 60th anniversary with Pin Chasers. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area. 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. As we talked about last week on the Todd Wright Toddcast, all this previous weekend, every two-hour block of bowling that was bought at Pin Chasers directly resulted in a charitable contribution to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tampa Bay in what Anthony has labeled Selfless September. He might have more in store. I know in advance of the Apple a Day prom in conjunction with Drew Garabo Live a few months back, he donated a check for $6,000 to the Apple a Day Foundation, which provides iPads and iPad accessories to kids in Tampa Bay fighting pediatric cancer. So I have a feeling there's more to come. You can follow Pin Chasers on their Facebook page to find out more. And just know when you need to get out of the Florida heat or get out of the Florida rain or the Florida heat that follows the Florida rain, Pin Chasers is waiting for you. Go to pinchasers.net for more information on all their late night specials, their breakfast bowl, how to set up a birthday party or a group outing. And remember, you never pay for shoes. And even if you need socks to go with those shoes, just ask and they will provide those complimentary as well. Thanks also to Pin Chasers for always making sure every Todd Wright Tour golfer has some free bowling to take home from a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, as well as some bigger prizes with customized bowling balls, office parties, cyber bowling, birthday parties for kids. We have all that to give away at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Full Torque Fitness is also at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Tell you more about them mid-podcast. All right. First thing in this podcast, let's just talk about the Jaguars for a few minutes. Three things as it relates to the Jaguars. The biggest news is that Jalen Ramsey wants out. Now, at the same time, as of right now, he says he wants to play while having a standing trade demand, which is awkward. Ramsey had to be restrained on the sideline in Jacksonville's loss to Houston last week. He was a pain in the ass last year and just overall is basically a diva wide receiver who can't catch the ball, so he plays defensive back instead. Some reports surfaced within the last 24 hours that the Jaguars would like two number one picks in exchange for Jalen Ramsey. Now, of course, the Dolphins, as they continue the NFL version of the movie The Purge, traded Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Pittsburgh Steelers and did receive Pittsburgh's number one draft pick. So I guess the Jags feel that Ramsey is twice as good as Fitzpatrick, so they should receive twice the amount of number one picks. But in one of my favorite all-time comedies and one of my favorite all-time characters from that comedy, the movie was Grumpy Old Men, and Burgess Meredith, also known for his role in Rocky, but as a very old man playing Grandpa in Grumpy Old Men, a line he said in that movie seems to apply to the Jaguars wishing for two number one picks in exchange for the diva that is Jalen Ramsey. And the quote goes like this: "You can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which gets filled first." So this will probably get worse before it gets better, because clearly the Jaguars losing Nick Foles in the opening game, the guy they brought in to fix the problem from 2018, which was Blake Bortles, and the fact that the team quit on Blake Bortles, and the fact that Foles is out for an extended period of time. Ramsey could go off at any moment, any practice, any game. Who knows what's coming here? You know, the more Jalen Ramseys and the more Antonio Browns that are in the National Football League, I think the less likely players like this are going to have options on where they play. I think ultimately that's where we're headed. It's not that they will have no options to play, but there will be more and more personnel departments and head coaches around a 32-team league that just group these guys all together and say something to the effect of, I'm not dealing with that bullshit. Right or wrong, talent or no talent, they're just like, nope, not dealing with that. And I think for good reason. All right, so let's go from Jalen Ramsey's situation to what is supposedly called Minshew Mania. Now, I addressed this briefly on yesterday's Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast when talking about a fantasy angle on the Jaguars. And as I brought up, when Foles went down in week one, it basically downgraded any Jaguars on your roster. And I stand by that. But I keep hearing this term, Minshew Mania. So if you don't listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast because you don't have an interest in fantasy football, that's fine. So let me reiterate. Would somebody like to tell me what Minshew Mania is? Because I'd like to know. It's nothing against the individual, a rookie quarterback thrust into a situation to play, who has made some plays, who has completed a solid percentage of his passes, but he hasn't won a game. The Jaguars are 0-2. Also, from a fantasy standpoint, I know this doesn't mean as much to those of you listening to this podcast, the fantasy numbers are going down of all the other offensive players. It's not like Minshew is creating a lot of offense. So we're only two games in, and the situation with him looks a lot better than, say, Miami or the New York Jets or potentially the Pittsburgh Steelers. But what exactly is Minshew Mania? I'd buy it if he won a game. He hasn't. So let's just calm down here. The guy looks like he can play in the National Football League, but to attach mania to it is not sensible. Which leads me to my last point on the Jaguars as it relates to Eli Manning. Of course, we learned within the last 24 hours that the Giants, after a 0-2 start, where they weren't necessarily competitive in either game, are turning the page from Eli Manning to their number one draft pick in Daniel Jones. There are some already suggesting that if they were really serious about giving Daniel Jones a fair shake going forward, then you remove Eli Manning from the picture entirely so Jones isn't looking over his shoulder and people then aren't saying, well, obviously, Jones was a bad pick. Might as well just put Eli back in so Eli can go out a winner in New York. I don't think you cut Eli Manning or release Eli Manning. He has value until proven otherwise. And considering how fast quarterbacks are falling in this league, Eli Manning has even more value because of that. I was asked today by a great friend of mine in the golf business who plays in my personal fantasy football league, the Foundation, where do I see Eli going? The first thing I thought of before we get to the Jaguars was the Saints. Now, hear me out on this. As we speak here on the podcast, it's Tuesday night. The initial thought is Breeze misses six games. That's a guess because it depends on how the surgery goes on Wednesday, and then the recovery from that surgery. There could be real bad news Wednesday, Thursday, or at any point beyond the surgery that Breeze is going to miss more than 6 weeks. That's possible. So while the Saints did make a significant investment, highest paid backup quarterback coming into the season in Teddy Bridgewater, prevented him from going, where'd they prevent him from going? Either Jacksonville or Miami, right? To be a starter. So Sean Payton clearly thought he could work with him. I didn't think Bridgewater was prepared to jump in that Rams game. I really don't. I don't think he was prepared to play. So that's not good. But now he'll have a week to prepare going forward. Still, as it relates to Eli, the Saints are built to win a Super Bowl. They were last year. They were the year before. Remember the Diggs play in the divisional playoff that knocked them out. They are this year. That gets the attention of a player with Super Bowl MVP experience such as Eli Manning. Now, can Manning run the Sean Payton offense? I'm not sure. But Sean Payton knows quarterbacks pretty well. And if there's mutual interest there, then I could see the Saints showing interest with Eli, especially if the news on Breeze isn't good relating to the minimum 6 weeks or Bridgewater flops. And keep in mind that not only would Eli be joining a built-to-win Super Bowl this year team, this was his dad's team. For years, that's all the Saints had. All they had was Archie Manning. That's all they had for so long, was how Archie Manning was one of the best quarterbacks on one of the worst franchises in NFL history. It might mean something to the Manning family if Eli is about done, that before he goes out, because the team he won two Super Bowls for doesn't want him anymore, help dad's team win one more. That's the scenario I think is worth exploring. Now, others think it's just a natural fit for Eli to go to Jacksonville, and they felt that way ever since Tom Coughlin ended up down in Jacksonville. I think that does have some merit. Were the Jags built to win a Super Bowl this year? Some thought they would be at least a playoff contender, that you solved the Blake Bortles problem, and the Jags look much more like the team that went to the AFC Championship game in 2017 than the shit team from October 1 through the end of last year that quit on Blake Bortles. So could Coughlin bring Eli in? Of course he could, because I don't necessarily think Coughlin is subscribing to Minshew mania either. What does Coughlin want to do with this season? Does he think the season is ultimately still salvageable? So those are the questions you have to ask. And between the Saints and the Jags, which team is more likely to be one that's a Super Bowl contender? The answer is the Saints. And you can even take Breeze and Foles out of the conversation. The answer is the Saints. The Jags, with the right quarterback, presumably Foles, was a playoff contender. The Saints, with the right quarterback, Drew Brees, were a Super Bowl contender. So if you're looking to replicate that in some form, the Saints are still the better choice if Eli would like to go out a Super Bowl champion. With the Jaguars, maybe not so much. So what's the connection? The connection is dad's team in New Orleans, although dad doesn't own it. But you're going to tell me that Archie Manning doesn't have any clout, any impact, any connection to the New Orleans Saints? Yeah, I think he still does. I think the Manning name still means a ton in New Orleans, while the obvious connection in Jacksonville is Tom Coughlin, who is team president of the Jags. Those are the two situations I am watching. All right, let me tell you quickly before we go on with the podcast and talk about Vegas numbers and how they're reaching record highs already this season. Full Torque Fitness comes to every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Daniel Shipman reached out to me at the beginning of 2019 and came on board with the Todd Wright Tour. It started as simple as, hey, can I come out before the tournament and I'll stretch your players and introduce myself with what I do for free. And since then, he has become a full-fledged partner of the Todd Wright Tour. He buys foursomes that he gives away to his golf clients to play in my tournaments, and now he is part of the Todd Wright family of podcasts. Thank you, Daniel. FullTorqueFitness.com. The phone number is 727-351-5164. He wants to specifically, while he deals with athletes in a number of sports, he knows I have a golf following. So if you play golf in the Tampa Bay area, even if you never played in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, which makes me wonder why, but even if you haven't, if you get tired playing golf, if you get low back pain playing golf, if you feel your hips are not working correctly when swinging the golf club, Daniel Shipman and Full Torque Fitness can help you. They'll put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen to find your limitations, reduce or remove those limitations, and get the most out of your swing, game, and even make you feel better. They are cost-effective. If you cannot afford one-on-one personal training, which is available, they do small group individualized training as well. 727-351-5164, fulltorquefitness.com. All right, last thought on this podcast as it relates to the Vegas lines. I texted Jay Cornegay today as I'm going to try to sneak out to Vegas after I host Todd Wright Tour 21 end of this month. And I always stay and see Jay and Rose when I'm out there at the Westgate Superbook